I was recently told a story about an angel who was walking through heaven. In one hand, he carried a giant torch with a huge flame. And in the other hand, a giant bucket filled with water. Another angel came up to him and said, "What are you doing?" The angel said, "With this torch, I am going to burn the comforts of heaven to the ground. And with the bucket, I am going to douse the flames of hell. Then we will see who loves God." In this season of Lent, it's an opportunity for us to be reminded of what our purpose is in being created in the image and likeness of God. How often do we approach Lent looking only at our sinfulness and seeking repentance so that we can either enjoy the gift of heaven or avoid the fires of hell? Today's scriptures sort of paint for us a different kind of God, a different kind of Jesus, in fact. Normally, whenever we see Jesus in the scriptures, he's being consoling, he's extending forgiveness, he's extending healing. But in today's scriptures, he's putting a wrath on people. In our first reading, we hear a story about how God is a jealous God and how God can condemn us to the third or fourth generation for our evil doing. Sometimes I wonder how much we contort who God really is by our own images of God. Images that are subject to our own human nature. Jesus understood our human nature and in fact assumed it so that he could represent an example, a perfect example of how each one of us is to live. What made us choose to come to church this evening? Is it because we hear in the first reading that we should keep holy the Sabbath? If we don't, we will experience condemnation. Is it because we want to win heaven? We want to experience eternal life? Or perhaps what I would like you to contemplate this evening is your purpose, your reason for coming here is to worship a God who loved you into being. It's quite simple. Nothing we can do can earn heaven. Heaven is purely a gift that was won for us by Jesus assuming our human nature. How can we make life choices in such a way where we just fundamentally trust in this loving, creative God? This God who wants nothing more than for us to experience life, life to the fullest. He gives us commandments, and hopefully we can look at those commandments and recognize just how pragmatic they are. If we were capable of living out these commandments in a perfect way, wouldn't this world be a much better place? But because of our human nature, we have the tendency to look negatively at commandments and rules and laws. Jesus knew that well too. And that's why in fulfillment of these commandments, he narrowed it down to two. And I think St. Augustine probably put it the best. St. Augustine said, "All we need do is love God with our whole being, love our neighbor as ourself, and then we can do pretty much anything we want." That's exactly what God is desiring of each one of us. because God gave us this gift of life so that we can experience this wonderful place called Earth. We could experience the joys that we have. But the challenge is, in this place, we also experience pain. We experience death. But death has been overcome by Christ. A death that we don't fully understand. And so we try to create images of what that means. We try to create an image of what heaven is. Each one of us probably has a unique image of what heaven looks like. My invitation to all of you and to myself this evening is to think about my concept of heaven, to think about your own concept of heaven, but change your perspective just a little bit. Change your perspective in such a way to say that you are choosing a life of holiness, not to gain reward, not to avoid punishment, but just very simply to live in the image and likeness of this God who created us in the first place. That's our purpose. Paul talks about how in humanity we kind of flip-flop. You know, we have this desire for proof and signs, but we also have this desire to understand things, to ponder things. God is imponderable. Any image we have of God is inadequate. That's how vast and wondrous this God is. So this evening, as we participate in this liturgy, in this Eucharist, in this Thanksgiving, let us come forward very simply, asking this wonderful God who created us and who knows us to the core of our being to empower us to live more fully in His image and likeness, and so that our experience on earth can be joyous and very much like the kingdom of God, but not for that purpose, simply for the purpose of loving and allowing ourselves to be loved.